Imagine, the story started like this. There was this king, huh? And this king is so, let's say, extremist. When he was going hunting, he found this handmaiden, he gave everything to have this handmaiden, remember? When a handmaiden got sick, he called the doctors and said, "Save this, this is the worthy of my life, this is the essence of my life, please help it." Then he went to the mosque, he cried, he wept, he dreamt. The medicine man, the Hakim, is here, okay? Why everybody should get out, even the king? He said, the house was empty, there is only the physician and the seeker. Even the king is kicked out. Why? This is that state of isolation. To give you the first idea of separation. This king thinks that he and the handmaiden are one. Isn't he? Aren't you? If I ask each one of you, honestly, who are you? You think about your intelligence. You think you are your intelligence. You will give me your life story according to your intelligence, and you try to convince me that you are your intelligence. Isn't it? That's why Rumi will say, if 1,000 times you come stand here and swear that you're you, I'm saying, no, you're not you. You're that soul, you're that breath in you, which is not here yet. This is the beginning of understanding the problem of this. We know that there is a problem, and the problem in this story is represented by the sickness of the handmaiden, right? When they ignored the exception. Are we clear about this? The physician, they ignored the exception. The exception is the problem. The problem is the sickness of this handmaiden. This sickness should be isolated to a study. Could you? Remember, we are isolating the intelligence here, even from you, even from your thought and the philosophies you believe in, because if you want to listen to someone really, you have to shut down all the judgments in yourself. At least during that somebody is telling you something, right? Could you do that? We pretend that some of us will do, some judges pretend they do, but really, do they do that? I mean, somebody is trying to explain something to you. Could you keep your mind quiet until that someone finishes the story? Or right from the beginning, you're judging. Which one is happening? Don't forget that your brain works with judgment only. Means when you think, you judge. Can you not think? Which one of you can? And you know that's important to us. You know that it's so many different cultures, so many different places. They try so many different techniques to achieve the quietness of the mind. To let this one know that I don't need you permanently. Honestly, I don't need this intelligence to survive. You remember these things? These are the three important stuff in its mission, right? At least in my case, one of these doesn't exist anymore. Right? You see, it was eat. Not to be eaten, reproduce. Who eats us? The human beings are not the praise anymore. We are the highest power, and we are really changing everything. Are we afraid? Each one of you, every early in the morning when you wake up, you look around if somebody invaded your den. This is what's happening in animal kingdom. That's a part, a mission of this. No animal will stick his head out of the den. They do it cautiously because they are stuff to be eaten, all of them. We are not anymore. We don't taste good anymore. And honestly, we don't, you know that. The human flesh is no good. Nobody will eat us. But that which was 1/3 of your intelligence is still working, is still there. State of fear. That's what it is. Which is the most powerful one. You know how powerful this one is? There is a reason I choose this shape. Because this is the important one. This is so powerful that if the situation is bad and I'm going to perish, I haven't found enough food maybe. What should I do? This one immediately blocks all of that and I go to the reproduction mode. All the animals will do. When the life is endangered, they reproduce. To cheat actually the situation, the dangerous situation, it comes normal, natural. We don't have all that. Then, let's put the question again. Stop thinking. Could you? Who is that unsuccessful part of you? Do you recognize that part? Who is trying to shut this down with no success? This is the state of confusion. So he said, first of all, get rid of everything. Whatever you know, whatever the judgment you have, good or bad. Let's study this intelligence of you independently. Therefore, he gets rid of everything to know what's wrong with the handmaiden. Let's see what's wrong with the handmaiden.
Very gently, he said to her, "Where is thy native town? For the treatment suitable to the people of each town is separate. And in that town, who is related to thee? With what hast thou kinship and affinity?" He laid his hand on her pulse and put questions one by one about the injustice of hell. When a thorn darts into anyone's foot, he sets his foot upon his knee and keeps searching for its head with the point of a needle. And if he does not find it, he keeps moistening it with his lip. A thorn in the foot is so hard to find. How then is it with a thorn in the heart? Answer that.
Who is asking who to answer that? You remember the story? Let's go back to the beginning of the story. I said, remember, this is one of the simplest things and the most important thing to understand when you're looking at this kind of text. First of all, we are telling the stories, okay? We are storytellers. And our language is a story. Because the story is the perfect form for us, the best form. Okay? We make the stories like this. We want to tell a story. We need some casting to be done here. Casting is the most important stuff here. Because you should cast someone to play a role which has some relevance to that someone. So they will find that fellow. You remember, I'm telling a story. I hide all the meaning in the story and you're supposed to discover it. I don't hide it in a way you cannot discover it. I hide it in a way that the most clever one will get it immediately because I want my readers to know about it. But there is no other way. So we cast. We cast humans, we cast adjectives, we cast animals, we cast the nature. Remember, the most famous casting starts from light and the water. These are the sources of life and our existence. Light is the most important one, that whenever we need the God's interference, something